This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so, the majority of us have gotten dumped multiple times. Got dumped. Not recently. I'm married. Happily married. Still don't know. Still waiting for him to dump me. I've been expecting him to dump me for years. Very, very rare for people to find their true love, you know, right out the gate. And I hope you do. I think that's fantastic. If your first boyfriend or girlfriend end up being the one you end the rest of your life with, that is fantastic. You hit the jackpot. It's a blessing. That's fantastic. But for the rest of us, we get dumped. And, you know, I watch and I see what's going on TV and media and these kind of horrific murders and suicides. And, you know, a lot of them are unfortunately breakup induced. And I think we don't, you know how I say that we're not really prepared for a war or we're not prepared for a death in the family or for whatever because, you know, we've kind of had it good, you know, for a lot of years. Well, if you're not prepared for being dumped, it could be the most horrific, even deadly thing for a lot of people. So there's a way to get dumped, and it doesn't have to be that bad, okay? I've been dumped multiple times. I don't want to say it gets easier each time you get dumped, but it doesn't wreck your life. And when I hear that people are like, oh, I'll get them back, I'll kill myself. You're like, no. Trust me. You know, maybe somebody who really, really loves you will hold a vigil for the rest of their lives, you know, and their life will be ruined by your death. But the average ex gets over it, even if you're dead. So don't be killing yourself over losing a girlfriend or losing a boyfriend. So I want to just kind of teach you guys what to do when you get dumped. So first, we got to talk about why is getting dumped so painful? Well, for me, when I'm in a relationship, I can't do it half-assed. I can't have one foot out the door. I started doing that when I was getting broken up a lot. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to fall in love. I'll just, you know, play it safe, be chill. Whatever happens, whatever happens. But if you don't invest into a relationship, it doesn't grow. So the majority of us, when we fall in love, we will invest in that relationship. And we will build it. We will grow it. We'll start fantasizing about, okay, well, we're going to have kids, or we're going to get married, or we're going to travel, or we're going to, and you start to plan out your future. So when you get dumped, what ends up happening is you now lost your future in your mind. You lost your kids. You lost your job. You lost any fun you thought you were going to have. So you end up starting to mourn your life. You go through a mourning period. And, you know, we have these stages of grief, right? First is like denial, going, well, that didn't happen. And then you're ticked, and then you're kind of angry, you know, and then you bargain. You're like, oh, please take me back, please take me back. And then you get depressed, and then you have to accept it. And that happens whether you lose somebody through death, lose a job, or a relationship. And so those stages aren't very easy to get through also. So anyway, the big reason we have such a hard time with breakups is we just lost our whole future and our whole timeline. The other thing, too, is it's embarrassing. You get dumped, all right, and, you know, your class knows or your colleagues know or at work. It's embarrassing. So now you're embarrassed. And then you're like, well, I'm never going to love again. I loved this person so much. There's no way. I can't look at anybody else and think I'll ever love them again. So then you're thinking, well, I'll always be alone. So that's what's kind of going through your head. Okay, so how do we fight that? Well, how we fight it is one, you always have to have plan B. I keep telling you guys this. And I know it's not the sexiest thing in a relationship. I know it's not overly optimistic. It's very pessimistic. But you need to have plan B. And I always have plan B. If Corey leaves, what's my plan B? Okay? You know, if Corey dumps me, when I started dating him, there was a lot of external factors, a lot of in-law issues. And here I was starting to get excited and fantasize about how, you know, the kids are going to be and how, you know, our house is going to be and we're going to have two Jeeps and we're going to have dogs and we're going to have cats and we're going to have two boys. It happened that way, thank God. But I had this whole fantasy about how it was going to happen. And then when, you know, poop was starting to hit the fan, I was like, no, I'm not going to drop out of medical school if this happens. You know, I'm still going to get a Jeep. I'm still going to have a cat and a dog, and I'm still going to have kids. So I kind of had that plan where if anything happens with our relationship, I'm still going to move forward. So you have to have that. And always be thinking, if this relationship that's amazing is going to end, you know, where am I going to go? Where am I going to live? What am I going to do? The other thing, too, is you have to have friends. You got to have peeps. Okay? Sometimes they can hurt the relationship. A lot of spouses are like, oh, gosh, you're going to go out with your girlfriends. They're just going to talk crap about me, and then they're going to tell you to divorce me. Yeah, sometimes that would suck if I was married to somebody whose friends were, you know, that kind of a negative influence. But when you do have a breakup, don't be alone. Go to your friends and get validated, you know? And, you know, a lot of times they're like, oh, yeah, you know, she snored or, you know, he picked his nose or something. And they'll try to make you feel better. The other thing, too, also is you feel like you wasted and invested so many of your years or youth, and now you lost it. You lost your youth on this one person that you're not with anymore. What you need to do is tally up all the assets. Tally up everything you gained in that relationship. And then, right, close the chapter. You got to close the chapter. Find some closure. Close that chapter and start a new chapter. Life is all about chapters. And then in your new chapter, all right, all that time you invested is going to help you with this new chapter, whether it's with a new person, whether it's with a new job, whether it's with, you know, are you going to take all those, you know, all that experience and put it into a book or teach others or, you know, so there's always a silver lining. And so when you think I invested all that for nothing and it's a waste, not entirely. I don't think an old relationship is a waste. And thinking you lost your youth on somebody, yeah, that could be pretty devastating, but maybe you were never meant to be with the person you're about to be with when you were younger. Maybe you guys would have never been together when you were younger, and you needed all the baggage and all the kids and all the in-laws out of the picture, and then now you could have a relationship in that next chapter. So, and then when you do start your next chapter, don't go on social media going, oh, I'm dating here, you know, trying to make the other person jealous. Get them out of your mind. Move on. But start bettering yourself. All right? Start investing in yourself. You were very unselfish with this relationship. Now it's about you. If you want to take a class, if you want to get a degree, if you want to have fun, you do that, you know? And somebody once told me, whenever someone tries to dim your light, just shine brighter. That's how you get through a breakup. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, you guys are probably hearing a little bit of hustle and bustle when it comes to healthcare. And you're actually hearing a lot of people kind of pipe in going, no. No public option. And not even just the right side. The left is kind of worried about that, too. But one thing that a lot of people are agreeing upon, no matter what happens with healthcare, while they're waiting to see if an appeals court upholds a lower court ruling overturning healthcare, as you know, it was deemed unconstitutional because once Trump deflated the ability to for the government to tax you, and go after you if you don't have health insurance, the whole idea of the tax or the mandate, if that's not a part of the law And that was what made the law, quote unquote, constitutional. If you remember, Justice Roberts had originally said when they gave their ruling on the ACA a few years back that it is unconstitutional, but would be constitutional if it's a tax. So he basically, not that we were paying for him to proofread and change the law or to find a tweak and to make it work. He was just supposed to, Supreme Court was just supposed to say, is it constitutional or unconstitutional? If it was unconstitutional as written, it was unconstitutional, this could have been done. But instead, he said, no, you can make this work. This is technically constitutional if it's a tax. So then they're like, all right, tax. So Trump comes in and goes, no, this mandate's stupid, we're done. No mandate. So employers are now not penalized, right, and incentivized to have less employees. So I think that was a great move on his part. The only thing is now the courts are like, well, if we don't have the tax in there, well, it's unconstitutional. It can't work. So, which is, again, a little confusing for some, because they're like, well, wait a second, then what part is unconstitutional? Well, if a court it's all semantics, but in a court, in its writing, says something's unconstitutional unless you're considering there's a tax, and the tax doesn't exist, then, technically, then the law doesn't really exist or isn't constitutional. So governors now are trying to figure out, okay, well, what are we going to do? Because we're going to have then some issues on our plate. If an appeals court goes, no, the tax is gone. It was officially unconstitutional without the tax. So no, this no longer really stands. Governors have to decide what they're going to do because Medicare money was infused in as part of the ACA. Now, I think that is a quick fix with Congress and Senate. But these governors are smart. Even, the governor of my state, Governor Sisolak, to think that the Democratic-held House and the Republican-held Senate is going to agree on a one-line bill saying we'll still continue our Medicaid funds and infusions, they know, no, that's not going to work. So they gathered at a conference in Utah. And they have their, what is it? It's their national, I forget what it's called, where all the governors come together. It's basically their National Governors Association meeting, right? So they met, trying to figure out what to do with the 20 million Americans who could, quote, unquote, be at risk of losing their health insurance, which is kind of, I think, I don't want to use a word. This, I think it's a misrepresentation because you have people right now with quote unquote health insurance, but they can't afford to go to the doctor. Their deductible is just way too high. So the, losing health insurance, it's not really health insurance. They can't, but losing their Medicaid funding. Okay. That you could say. And, if you come up with a number that you could probably then back up. So if the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agrees with a Texas-based federal judge who deemed it unconstitutional last December, then what happens? Supreme Court would have to still give the final word on striking down the law. But if they put in writing it was unconstitutional without the tax, there's really not a lot. There's a chance that, it will be struck down. So Governor Sisolak in my neck of the woods, Nevada, signed a bill earlier this year prohibiting health insurances from denying coverage to patients due to pre-existing conditions. So he's kind of made some moves preemptively, and he said in Salt Lake City at the summer meeting that he would ask his recently created Patient Protection Commission to come up with recommendations for how to ensure patients don't lose coverage if the law is overturned. Now, in my state, that would affect about 200,000 people who are enrolled in Medicaid expansion. And Nevada is now among a coalition of 20 Democratic-leaning states, led by California, that wants the appeals court to keep the law intact. But if it doesn't, all right, they have to have Plan B. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed laws this year that enshrine provisions of the Affordable Care Act into state law, including guarantees for insurance coverage for patients with pre-existing conditions, access to contraception without cost sharing, meaning you don't have a copay, She said half of the state's residents use Medicaid. That has prompted New Mexico officials to research creating a state-based health care system. Half of the state of New Mexico is on Medicaid. That's concerning. You know, I don't want a public option. I don't want Medicare for all. But if people are either losing their job or they're choosing not to work, either way, and not getting health insurance through work, and they are at the level that Medicaid will, at that poverty level where Medicaid will pay, we're seeing Medicaid enrollees rise each year, which kind of doesn't make sense as the economy is getting better. Unless it's because there's immigrants coming on Medicaid, I don't know. So you have New Mexico with half of their state on Medicaid. So does that mean half the state isn't working? Half the state is impoverished? So I understand why they're going to try to come up with a state-run health system, but then who's putting money into the system over there? I mean, the problem with the Medicaid dollars is it's a running faucet. I mean, when the Affordable Care Act expanded Medicaid, there was supposed to be a sunset. You know, we were in the midst of a recession. There were people losing their jobs. So if employers aren't going to buy your insurance because, you know, they're going to get fined if they don't and they hire you, well, they'll just hire less because they're trying to save money. It's a recession. So we'll expand Medicaid. And I was for the expansion of Medicaid temporarily. But I think last year we were at, or 2 years ago, we were at 72 million Americans, more than the country of England. All of the, I think England has, what, 65 million people? 72 million people in America were on Medicaid and rising, which means either people are not having jobs, people are not being able to afford or want to put into job insurance, or they don't. They don't have the money, or we have that many impoverished people. That's a problem. We are not supposed to be a poor country. We're supposed to be a pretty, you know, robust country. That's not healthy. California Governor Gavin Newsom said his state is already deep in contingency planning because 5 million people could lose their health insurance. But they already said they were going to expand Medicaid to illegals in California. So, they seem confident enough to expand health insurance to non-citizens, but now they're saying, no, 5 million people could lose health insurance if the law struck down. So he said the decision this year to tax people who don't have health insurance was the first step. I don't think so. I don't agree with that. So they may just go ahead and start the individual mandate again. Newsom said the state is looking at Massachusetts' state-run healthcare program and investing in a single-payer model. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said states need Congress to be ready to quickly pass a new healthcare plan, since doing so would cut off federal funding to Medicaid expansion. So if I was in the federal government, I would ask for some major audits going on with Medicaid, and not audits to the doctors, which Medicaid will do. Oh, are we paying you too much? Find out who's using them, and what is their health status, and what is their ability to work status. Or have Medicaid for non-sick, or because, see, Medicare is for people who are disabled. Medicaid is for people who are poor. So a lot of them maybe able-bodied workers. So what is it? Are they working at a job that's not paying them enough? Or are they not working? So those are things that the government has to figure out. 1-877-DOC-LA.
I'm a walking in the rain. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi claiming moments ago she is not trying to, quote, run out the clock on impeachment. Speaking on Capitol Hill, she said any decision on impeachment will be made in a timely fashion, depending on the flow of evidence. She's been resistant to impeachment. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential hopeful and Senator Kamala Harris just commented on President Trump telling a group of minority Democratic congresswomen to go back to where they came from. Speaking at the National Urban League Conference in Indianapolis, Harris says,
he tells them to go back to where they came from. We're not going back. And in fact, I'll tell y'all where we're going. We're going to the White House.
Originally expected today, President Trump is now to sign a bill on Monday to extend funding to sickened 9/11 first responders. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, every summer we hear these stories, and it's heartbreaking. And you don't know what to do, you know, so this doesn't happen to you. But a pretty active gentleman, swimmer, was swimming in a water park in North Carolina. And he was exposed to Naegleria fowleri, which is an amoeba, known as the brain-eating amoeba. He was at the Fantasy Lake Water Park in Cumberland County, on July 12th. And unfortunately, killed him. The news outlet said there were just 145 known cases of infected Americans from the 1962 to 2018. So it's rare. But that doesn't make any of us feel better when all you're doing is going to a water park in the summer to cool off and you got a brain-eating amoeba. North Carolina has had 5 cases during that time period. So they say our sympathies are with the family and loved ones. According to Dr. Zach Moore, the state's epidemiologist, people should be aware that this organism is present in fresh, warm freshwater lakes, rivers, hot springs across North Carolina. So be mindful as you swim or enjoy water sports. All right. So I would suggest, here's the problem when you have kids. And every now and then you hear a kid get this. All right. So they like warm water. Usually they settle to the bottom. But if you're in a lake or riverbed or whatever, and you start to bring up the silt, and then you go underwater, it has a very easy time attaching to your nose and the nose hairs, and, you know. And so you try to tell the kids, keep your head above water. We have a hot springs in Nevada. And, you know, I hear people go there all the time. And everyone's like, okay, keep your head above water, keep your head above water. Yeah, but then somebody dunks you or somebody splashes you. So, I mean, maybe kids could have those nose clips where you just got to have those nose clips. The only thing is I don't think that's 100%, but something you could do. But what really gets me about stories like this where you hear these, you know, amoeba is we're trying to tell everybody to get outside, to stop, you know, playing video games. I know it's hot, but enjoy the outdoors. You know, I mean, summertime is usually a happy time. For us, it's too hot where I live. But for most places, it's like there's no snow. We can play outside. We can enjoy the sun, the grass. Don't have to worry about school. Summertime is the best time. Some fun. So people are, it's like the most, you know, amazing time of year. So you want to tell them to go enjoy nature, streams and creeks and, you know, have fun. Get in there. And then you hear something like this and you're like, okay, stay away from the water. And that's what parents are doing. Parents are telling everybody stay away from the water. Well, you know, I don't want to live like that. But then I also don't want to go to a water park, have fun, and then die from that either. So, you know, just understand, and the thing is also is that was a water park. You know, going into a stream or, you know, when you, this is, I think, the second time I heard that it happened at, like, a commercial facility. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of us will say, you know what, I'm just going to hang out in the hot tub. All right? I love hot tubs. We have a jacuzzi. I love jacuzzi. Well, we have a woman from Indianapolis. She, I think, almost lost her leg. So she jumped in a jacuzzi. And she ended up getting an infection that took up most of her leg. She was on vacation with her family in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. She said every night, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we were in the hot tub. Bryant, Miss Bryant, Taylor Bryant is her name. She was with her family. Was eventually diagnosed with a Pseudomonas folliculitis. You get basically called hot tub folliculitis. And Pseudomonas folliculitis, a lot of times you can treat pretty easily if you catch it early on. Unfortunately, hers got bad. And I don't think I've ever seen one this bad personally in training. I've heard they could get bad, but usually hot tub folliculitis we treat pretty early on. But she started feeling sick, had severe cramping in her leg on Wednesday. By the next day, so we're talking, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then by Wednesday she was already feeling sick. Then she had to go to a hospital. And the doctor was like, well, have you been hiking? You know, because people are probably thinking, well, maybe it's poison ivy. But the rash had already started spreading up her legs and was forming blisters. And again, a lot of people would probably call this poison oak if they didn't realize, well, I was in a hot tub. So they gave her an antibiotic. But her leg continued to deteriorate. So Pseudomonas folliculitis or hot tub folliculitis is, so folliculitis is where you have an infection of the hair follicle. Itis is inflammation like tonsillitis, right? Urethritis, vaginitis, colitis, inflammation of the colon. So folliculitis is an infection of the hair follicle. So you get bacteria-contaminated water in there, and a lot of times Pseudomonas aeruginosa loves wet, warm areas. whirlpools, water slides. That's according to the American Osteopathic College of Dermatology. So symptoms could begin within hours. Bacteria gets in there. Because remember, you got little pores. You got little holes, right, in your skin. And the hair follicles are openings. And so it just got bad. And I'm not going to describe the pictures because some of you might be eating lunch or breakfast or dinner. But she said to be on IV antibiotics. So, you know, what does that mean? Well, when you go into a hot tub or a public swimming pool or whatever, you need to wash off. I know that kind of seems, you know, I remember my brother, right? Brothers going, you know, my mom's like, go take a shower. Oh, I don't have to. I swam today. I'm like, that's not a shower. That's a, but that you went to the pool. You stink. Go shower. You need some soap. Yeah, but, you know, boys are boys, and that's how they, you know, that's just, you know, and I don't know what my mom did, if she, you know, opened up a can of whoop-out or if she let that slide. But me, I mean, I would shower like twice a day. I'm like, oh, you have to be clean, and, you know. So, I love hot tubs. I it's interesting. You have a lot of people kind of second-thoughting and hesitating on pools and getting a house with a pool. And I've seen a lot of young couples not get homes or not decide to build pools. One is it's really, really expensive. Two, they're worried about the kids, you know. But three, a lot of people don't really swim laps. Or, I mean, as a kid, I loved having a pool because, you know, in Arizona, it was really, really hot. You know, not all our apartments had pools, you know. You know, when we moved a lot, so a couple of the houses we lived in had pools. But, as a kid, I love swimming. I think it's one of the most amazing exercises. In fact, for those of us who are older that have knee issues and, you know, shoulder issues and back issues, the pool is probably one of the best exercises. You know, a lot of people are like, well, I can't walk, and we're going to be talking about this. There's a study saying for those people that have issues walking, you know, and, you know, knee issues and arthritis, they might have a shortened life. And I hate those studies because you're like, well, okay, what the hell am I supposed to do? I'm getting older. But, you know, swimming is one of the best exercises for that. It's a low impact, if at all. And, you know, good exercise, it cools you down. And, you know, it's fun. Water is fun. And so, but the thing is a lot of people at the pool, they can't, you know, make a pool big enough to actually swim around in. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Backyards are small. So the idea of having a pool where you could swim and do some laps, no. So a lot of the pools are kind of like oversized jacuzzis. And at that point, people are starting to, you know, second guess and go, yeah, I don't know if I want to do this. So you're going to start seeing, especially with, you know, recession issues and trying to sell a house quickly, hot tubs. A lot of people were going to be doing more of the hot tub thing. And, you know, selling a house that has a hot tub, a really well done hot tub and kind of party backyard atmosphere. That's what I would do. A lot of you guys, you know, trying to sell your home, having trouble doing it. And, you know, if your home is the way it is, it's the way it is. But if you're thinking about resale and you have to design your backyard some way, right, or you have a backyard and you want to clear the gravel and do something, I would get a really cool jacuzzi, have some, you know, rocks and landscaping around it to kind of make it look like it was, you know, built or whatever. Have like a good barbecue, a little kind of gazebo, or like kind of patio area, you know, and kind of make it look like a great place for a party or Super Bowl party or whatever. And I think you'd be able to sell the house more if you don't have a pool. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was on KABC this morning with John and Jillian, And they were asking me about a couple stories, and one of which was the study where if you are a slow walker, as opposed to a fast walker, we're not talking about the White Walkers in Game of Thrones, but a slow walker, your speed may be a predictor of future health issues. So they say slow walking speed under both usual pace and complex conditions could be associated with a greater risk for developing mobility disability over the next 8 years. Now, some of you guys are like, You're telling me that if you're having trouble walking now, you're going to have issues 8 years from now. Yeah, that's a study. Yeah, I know. Somebody spends money on this stuff. Don't ask. But it is worth talking about. So they say being able to walk outside for several blocks at a leisurely pace, and I'm reading this from economictimes.com, plays an important role in living a vibrant, healthy life. And if you walk short distances, you can still get physical activity you need, live independently, go shopping, access healthcare, engage in social life. So if you, let's say, are in New York City, and you're able to walk a few blocks, you can still do nicely. All right, you got Chinese on the corner, you got your, you know, grocery store down there, you got, you know, your friends nearby, got the subway, you can do it. If you live in an area like mine, where, you know, the next shopping center is, you know, about a mile or two down the road, that could be a little rough. But if you walk too slowly, this is actually looking at the speed at which you walk, that might be a problem. So they did a study to kind of look at walking speed. They assessed ways to measure complex walking tasks to learn more about the early subtle changes in walking. They published a study in the American Geriatric Society, and they examined whether performance on complex walking tasks involving like physical and mental challenges predicted a higher risk for an inability to walk a quarter mile. So basically a quarter mile is four blocks. Okay? Roughly. So the researchers suspected that these complex walking tasks could be more strongly tied to risk for morbidity problems than simple walking. So they studied they took information from the Healthy Aging and Body Composition Study. It enrolled black and white adults in Pittsburgh and Memphis from 97 to 98, and the adults were about 70 to 79 years old when they entered the study. Had no difficulty walking a quarter mile or climbing 10 steps without resting. So that means they were pretty avid, you know, walkers. 10 steps without, you know, losing a breath. But so what they did is they took the participants, they would have them walk on several different paths, given several different challenges, measured their walking speed, their ability to cope with mental and physical tasks. I don't know if that means texting while walking. I'm not sure. But then they followed up with these guys every 6 months and see if they had issues, again, walking a quarter mile. And participants reported any issues they had every year during in-person visits, like, you know, oh, I'm going to have diabetes or whatever. But they followed them for 8 years. And 40% started to develop chronic mobility disability that lasted at least 2 years. They're more likely to be female, have diabetic, be obese, have knee pain, and experience breathing difficulty. So if you do a test, what they're trying to do, because you're like, well, what the hell was the point of this study? What they're trying to do, what medicine is trying to do, and I don't know if they're going to be successful at it or not, but this is the goal, is to come up with inexpensive, easy ways to assess pretty serious outcomes. So if you, I guess, take your patient, have them walk four blocks, you know, with a nurse, walk back, that could technically save Obamacare or Medicaid or Medicare, right? A lot of money. If they can't do that, because then you're like, all right, well, they have X, Y, and Z as an issue. Now, nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to have their person walk outside. Can you imagine if somebody falls, the liability? So that's not going to happen. But it's just another way to, I guess, try to predict the future. Now, me, I'd be like, okay, well, let's check their heart, let's check their lungs, let's check their knees, check their back. But that's more expensive. But I could just ask somebody, you know, can you walk a block? Can you walk two blocks, three blocks, four blocks? The only problem with that is the average person says, oh, I'm good. And then you actually see them do it, and you're like, wait a second, you can barely walk in from the parking lot. What are you talking about? You know, like you'll ask people going, are you dieting? Oh, yeah, I eat vegetables all the time. And the spouse is like, no, we haven't. I haven't seen him have a salad, you know, since the last election. All right, that's a problem. So, you know, you also need to be very honest with your doctor. If you, you know, are exercising and you're exercising X amount, tell them that. But if you're, if you, you know, you walking through Walmart makes you think that, okay, that was exercise. Well, it is a form of exercise, but that's not, you know, waking up each day, going to the gym or doing exercise around the house. And look, I don't even mind you walking back and forth in your house. You know, I mean, if you don't want to get dressed up and go out there, then, you know, walk back and forth in a room. You know, walk across the room, touch the wall, walk back, touch the wall, walk back. I love having like an Apple Watch or a pedometer and just watch your steps. Count your steps. Make sure you don't fall. Get the dog out of there because the dog always likes to follow you. My dog, too. Sometimes I'll do that. If I'm like low on steps before I go to bed, I'll walk back and forth in the house. And the dog comes to you. The dog follows me everywhere. Dog follows me to the potty. Dog follows me to bed. Dog follows me. So the dog kind of realized, wait a second, she's exercising. My cats used to do that, too. The cats used to follow me. And then they realized, wait a second, mommy's just getting her extra steps in. So, yeah. All right, here's another study we talked about on KABC. This is going to blow your mind. Okay, how many of you guys have stinky air conditioning? Where you put the air conditioning on and it stinks a little bit. Okay, we don't have that yet. Sometimes the car stinks a little bit. It smells dusty. But a lot of you guys have stinky air conditioning because your skin is getting up into the filter and the vents. That's according to Hong Kong Baptist University. The study led by Lai Kamon, associate professor of HKBU's Department of Biology, found that our flakes of skin get shed. They're the skin squames, or the squamous cells, right? And they get sucked into the air conditioning units. And then you got bacteria that are living up there, and they love the taste of it, and that's food for them. So they eat it, and the bacteria get to thrive. Now, you know, I would think if something's stinky, you know, at, you know, if something stinky, you know, in your air conditioning is because of mold or whatever. But something has to feed that. Now, how many times you guys change your air filter? We only change it when we remember. John Phelps said the same thing. I only change it when I remember. You're supposed to, I believe, change it every like 4 to 6 months. If you live in a dusty area, even more often than that. And the problem is when you do, it's disgusting. My husband will change it and go, everybody look at this. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is horrible. And we're like, oh, my gosh. I mean, we see cat hair, dog hair, old dead animals we've had in the past. We see their hair in there. And I'm like, wait a second. They died in our other house. Why, you know, what, you know, is it their ghost? I don't know. But, you know, there's all sorts of crap. So you've got to change out your air filters. It just shows you what we're breathing is pretty bad. And I think there was a study yesterday talking about pollution. And those of us in, you know, high pollution areas are more likely to have unfortunate, you know, early death. I mean, again, that's another no-brainer. But it just kind of reminds you that we exfoliate and we have sediments and, you know, we have not only pee and poop, but we also have things that come off our body. Not to mention the cologne and the moisturizer and the makeup and the, you know, skin cream and the self-tanner. So all those things, unfortunately, have this circle of life in a way where, you know, lands on the ground, get brushes up, moves up, goes around, you breathe it back again. Speaking of Circle of Life, you guys got to check out Lion King. I thought it was good. Not as good as Aladdin, but it was still really good. 1-877, that's Allie. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.